Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosimbo. In our top stories, commercial bike riders in the city of Douala have up to the 15th of September 2024 to get themselves identified on a digital platform created by the Douala City Council in collaboration with the Ministry of Transport and other partners. Kenya's President William Ruto has dismissed with immediate effect all his ministers and the Attorney General following the recent deadly protest that led to the withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. Those were top stories, and now the news in full. The Deputy Chairperson of the African Union Commission has hailed the commitment of Cameroonian authorities to the cause for peace on the continent. Monique Sanzanagawa was speaking today in Yaoundé during an audience with the Prime Minister. Joseph John Guti equally granted an audience to the Chief Executive Officer of the Jeune Afrique Media Group, Amir Ben Yamedi, who announced the organization of the African Financial Summit in Morocco this year. Details with our Star Building correspondent, Christian Chiata.
The delegation of the AU Commission, received by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guté, is in Cameroon to scout for partnerships in favor of the AU Peace Fund, created in 1993 to finance peace and security activities on the continent. With a budget of $400 million, the AU Peace Fund is alive and active, but in serious need of private sector inputs. The Commission visited the PM to acknowledge Cameroon's contribution to the Peace Fund. Monique Sanzanangangwa, Deputy Chairperson of the AU Commission, head of the delegation.
We are here to brief the Right Honorable Prime Minister, thank him and through him the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, for their leadership for the cause of peace on the continent, and also how they are leading the way to also reach out to the private sector, mobilizing them to join in this cause. So we are here to seek partnership, and we thank them that actually doors are already open for that partnership, including with the private sector.
Thursday at the Star Building was also marked by the visit of the CEO of the Jeune Afrique Media Group. He came to announce the holding of a financial summit in December. Amir Ben Yamed, CEO, Jeune Afrique Media Group.
We are organizing a new event. It's third edition, which is going to be held in Morocco. It's called the Africa Financial Summit, and we were talking about the opportunities for the Cameroonian financial industry to be represented during this event, because I think it's important that Cameroon showcase the strength of its financial sectors, bankers, insurance, capital markets, companies.
Cameroon has been present in previous summits organized by the Jeune Afrique Media Group. In 2023, Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guté represented President Paul Biya at the Africa CEO Forum organized in Côte d'Ivoire. Christian Chiatam, Sierra TV, The Star Building.
And elsewhere, the engineers charged with the construction of a four-lane 22-kilometer road from Olembe to Obala, aimed at expanding the northern entrance into the city of Yaoundé, have been challenged to work and meet the required deadline of the 2nd of November 2026. The staff of Arab Contractors Construction Firm were given the instructions today by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngano Njumesi as he launched the road construction project in Mayos in Swa subdivision. In the following excerpt of an interview, Minister Emmanuel Ngano Njumesi highlights the importance of embarking on the construction project. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
This is the continuation as decided by the head of state in his policy to densify and to modernize our route infrastructure. This is a section of the very important corridor, Yaoundé and Ouf. The head of state is working to open our country to conquer the market in the neighboring country. So my appeal is that we should use that opportunity to create our business possibility to evacuate our production. I wish to thank, first of all, Chairman of the Central Development Bank for accompanying us in financing this project. First of all, the funds we are using are the consequence of the economy we happen to achieve concerning the POMA project, EDIT Fana. So we are not working here in a new debt. My gratitude goes to him on behalf of the head of state.
Elsewhere, promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon have been enjoined to avail themselves of the digital support and financing program for such enterprises to solve the problem of cash flow tension. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basilikeng III, made the call while launching the factoring operation of the program in Yaoundé today. Gu Henry completes that story.
As presented by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basilikeng III, the Digital Support and Financing Program, launched last December, is a specialized tool using factoring and leasing mechanisms via an online marketplace. The mechanism is governed by the 2014 law that lays down factoring in Cameroon. Access to funding remains an issue for SMEs, and factoring is a response to this difficulty. The process is a way of outsourcing administrative tasks against non-payment and short-term financing for enterprises, thereby solving the problem of cash flow tension. The representative of one of the credit institutions of the project, Société Camerounaise d'Équipement, Raisa Wandem, says it is ready to support SMEs in the country.
The product SCE Factor is a new product for small and medium-sized enterprises to reduce their cash flow tensions.
The event was part of the Blue Pass project of financing and facilitating debt recovery for SMEs in Cameroon.
Gu Henry with that report. The Minister of Public Health, Manaudu Malachi, has called on all Cameroonians to join forces in the fight against drug abuse. He was speaking in Yaoundé today during a press briefing to mark the end of activities to commemorate the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, celebrated every June 26. Details with F4C Babatunde.
According to survey carried out by the Minister of Public Health, the increased rate in drug abuse and illicit trafficking in Cameroon has been blamed on factors like high exposure to drugs. It is on this premise that a control strategy has been structured to regulate the demand and supply of drugs, related risks, and reorganize institutions responsible for the fight against drug abuse and illicit trafficking. To go by officials of the Ministry of Public Health, in 2023, data collected from 19 centers for care, support and prevention in addiction show that cannabis is the most consumed substance, with about 690 cases out of over 2,000 patients.
F4C Babatunde reporting, and we go over to the West region, where the first graduating class of the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmaceutical Sciences of the Chang University have defended their thesis after 7 years of intensive training. Members of the board of directors of the university, led by the board chair, Professor Paul Celestine Dembieme, accompanied by the rector, Professor Roger Chafak Nanfoso, and a host of other lecturers, took part in the official launching at the defense session yesterday. Details with Kevin Nembo.
There are 21 pharmacists and 41 medical doctors, all well equipped with adequate skills to provide high quality services to patients in public and private health facilities. The Dean of the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmaceutical Sciences, Professor Simeon Pierre Chukem, attests.
Without them, personal development, emotional intelligence, leadership, quality, integrity, rigor and discipline, and the quest for excellence, amongst other what we added in their training. The topics were based on the limitations, on the knowledge gap we have in our environment. And then the research have been conducted so as to bring solutions.
The students who defended their seven-year end-of-course research projects before members of jury said they are confident that the results of their findings will help ensure access to quality health care for all. The president of the board of directors of the Chang University, Professor Celestin Dimbiimbi, while chairing the ceremony to declare open the defense session, invited the graduates to put the knowledge acquired to use and help enhance the patient-doctor relationship considered to be the core element in the ethical principles of medicine. The board members visited some workshops and laboratories where students gain hands-on experience. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News, Incheon.
From the West region, we go over to the Littoral region, where commercial bike riders in the city of Douala have been given until September 15, 2024 to get themselves identified on a digital platform created by the Douala City Council in collaboration with the Ministry of Transport and other partners. The identification process was launched today by the City Mayor of Douala in the presence of administrative authorities and representatives from the Ministry of Transport as well as members of commercial bike riders trade unions in the Vuri division. In news out of Cameroon, Kenya's President William Ruto has dismissed with immediate effect all his ministers and the Attorney General following the recent deadly protest that led to the withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. The president said the move came after reflection listening to Kenyans and after holistic appraisal of his cabinet. He has said he will now consult widely in order to set up a broad-based government. Burkina Faso's military government has announced a ban on homosexual acts, making it the latest African state to crack down on same-sex relations despite strong opposition from Western powers. Homosexuality was frowned upon in the socially conservative country, but it was never outlawed. Justice Minister Edasu Rodrigue Bayala said the government's cabinet had now approved legislation to make it a punishable offense, but he did not give further details. And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yosembom. Ms. C.A. Komina and I will be back at 11 p.m. for the bilingual news summary. Stay with us.